Welcome to Avirmi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Dav Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perik Sheni in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Amud Aleph in the end of the ninth line. We learned in the Mishnah, the Machlekes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kivo, if the Psilas HaBeged, someone took a piece of a Beged and turned into a wick, if he kiplo v'loiv havo, he folded and did not start burning it, so Rabbi Lezer says it's Tmeyo of Emad Likibor, has a din of Tumo, you can light it. Rabbi Akiva says, it's Tehoira, and you do light it. Now we'll see in the Gemara what's the explanation of this part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says the following. Tamon Taninon, we learned over there in Meseches Kelim. It says, Kol HaPochos Mishloisho Shloisho. 3 by 3 Tfochim is a Chash of a Beged. If it's less than 3 by 3, and it's larger than 3, it's boys by 3, it's boys, 3 fingers by 3 fingers. So then it depends if a person considers it to be important or not. So he is using this cloth to seal the bath. To help him to pick up a hot pot. To clean with it the grinder. So Rabbi Lezer says, even though these usages are not really a clothing, he's using it as a shmate. He's using it for something which is not a real clothing. It still has a din of a tumo, regardless if it's muchan or not muchan. The Gemara is explaining in a moment what muchan and not muchan are referring to. Rabbi Yeshua Yemir, bein min muchan b'sheina min muchan tar. In both cases, it's going to be tar. Rabbi Akiva Yemir, Akiva says, depends. Min muchan tame. If it's muchan, it'll be tame. V'sheina min muchan tar. So it's like a middle shita. So it explains the Gemara. What does it mean? We're referring to. So the Gemara tries the first attempt to explain. Means he didn't throw it away. It's in the house. So you have a little piece of clothing. It's in the house. You assume maybe a person is going to come to use it to patch it on to a clothing. But if he threw it to the garbage, that's sheino min hamuchon. Kosa Blazin says, regardless if it's in the house or in the garbage, it's considered to be still a beged and mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yeshua says, once you are downgrading the usage of this cloth for something which is a shmat and not clothing, so even though it's still in the house, it doesn't have tuma at all. And Rabbi Kiva says, depends if it's in the house, so you're going to come use it for a beged maybe, so it has a din of a beged and it gets tuma. And if it's in the garbage, not. Says the Gemara, that can't be the explanation of the Machlokes. Why? Because we have another Mishnah in Kelim. Rabbi Elazar Omer af matlis chadosho kayotze b'hem. The Mishnah there speaks about sholosh al sholosh shehishlich b'hashpois. You took a piece of clothing, threw it to the garbage. It's tar, except some argamon and zohivis tahira, something which is very expensive. And it's very chashur, a person is not mevatla from being a bigot. Rabbi Elazar says, af matlis chadosh kayotze b'hem. Not only these materials, any new clothing that was thrown to the garbage, you assume the guy did not completely take it out of being a beged. Mashma only because it's new. But if it would be old and you threw it to the garbage, Rabbi Elazar will agree that it loses the shame beged. So that can't be the pshat, and we're recording now before, that we said that Rabbi Elazar says, bein min hamuchan mishenim hamuchan has a din of tumo. When you see over here that Rabbi Elazar agrees that only a new beged thrown to the garbage doesn't have a din of losing the name of a beged. But a woman does, and that's what the Gemara says. Falez bar nash omar af afilu. Nobody says the words af or afilu. Ella adi moidel kadmaisa. Only if he agrees to the first. I mean, Tarakama said something, because Rabbi Elazar says, I agree with everything you said, but I want to add one more thing. Not sure he agrees with the first sentence of Tanakama. Tanakama said, anything that's thrown to the garbage loses the shame beged. So says the Gemara, Ella ma, how do you have to explain it? What does it mean, bein min hamuchon, bein sheinu min hamuchon? If he prepared it to be a tlai, a patch on a beged, meaning he's actually intending to use it as a beged, he did not prepare it to be a tlai. Rabbi Elazar says, regardless if he prepared it, did not prepare it, we assume that it's still a beged, it doesn't lose the shame beged. Rabbi Yeshua says, even if he prepared it to be a tlai, as long as he didn't put it into a tlai and he's using it for something which is a shmate, so then it loses the shame beged. And Rabbi Akiva says, depends. If he prepared to be a tlai, even though now he's using it for something else, doesn't lose the shame beged. And if not, it does lose the shame beged. Hado yofo miayi. The Mishnah in Kelim learns from our Mishnah. Vayi yofo min hado. And our Mishnah learns from the Mishnah of Kalim. Hadoyof Minai Divrei Ablozer Vehu Shekiplo. As Ochaim explains, our Mishnah is equivalent to the Mishnah in Kalim. Because there in the Mishnah in Kalim we said that if you prepare to be a Shmante, it doesn't lose the Shem Kalim. And here in our Mishnah, Rav Elazar says, if you kiplo, if you folded the beget, meaning it's not straight anymore, so it doesn't lose the Shem beget. So the same way in our Mishnah it says, kiplo velo yivhavo, meaning he folded, but he did not yet put any flame on it. But if he did hivu, if he put a little flame onto the beget, so then it does lose the Shem beget. In other words, once he starts using it for the downgraded usage, it loses the Shem beget. So the Mele there and Meseches Kalim, the same thing. The only time Abel says it still has a Shem beget, it's only when he did not use it yet to do the other usages. He did not use it for the merchitz or to pick up a kli or to clean up the grinder. But once he starts using it, then it loses the Shem beget, even according to Abel Azar. Fahi alfo min adom, min our Mishnah learns from there, meaning, according to Rabbi Chaim, talking according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah said that it doesn't have a Shem Beged anymore. It's Tehoiro Madlikim Bo. Says the Gemara, if you look at Mishnah Kalim, Rabbi Akiva said that only if it wasn't Min HaMuchon, only if it's not prepared to be a tlai, to be a patch on a clothing. But if you prepare it to be a patch on clothing, even though he did not yet use it as a patch, it doesn't use the Shem Kli if he set it up to use it for something else. So over here as well, if you have a beged which was set up to be a tlai, to be a patch, Rabbi Akiva will agree that it's still tummy. Says the Gemara, my timer there, blazer, meaning referring to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that this beged that you fold it does not lose the Shem Tumo, which is parallel to what he said in Maseches Kalim, that once you set it up to be a shmate, it does not lose the Shem beged. But why can't you light it on Shabbos? Why can't you use it as a wick? So says the one that Chofal Avon Beis, Naso Kemetayer Kalim B'Shabbos. Once he lights the beged, so now it does lose the Shem beged. Now it becomes tar. So if you take a beged, which is Mekabel Tumo, and you put a light, you light it up, now you take out the Shem beged from it, and now it doesn't get Tumo anymore. So you're taking a beged, which is tar, and making it into tar. Says the Gemara, Mekeva and Shekiplo Loi Taharo. Meaning, why does the blazer say that when you fold it, it doesn't lose the Shem beged? When you fold it, it already doesn't have the Shem beged because it's not ready, it's not set up to be used the same way it was used before. So they want to know, Sheket Shamashim Umnim Ritzim Bikipulo. Meaning, expert tailors sometimes prefer a beged which is folded. They can use it for their usages. They have what to use with a folded beged as a patch. Says the Gemara of Elohim Boyd Yoim Shitahiro. So when do you light the candle? You don't light the candle on Shabbos. You light the candle on Erev Shabbos. So he puts on, he starts the fire on Erev Shabbos, it loses the Shem beged then. So why can't I use it on Shabbos? So the Gemara blows of Shabbos, Shayim Bin Yom Tov Shechaliot Be'erev Shabbos. You're right. Regular Shabbos should not be a problem. The problem is, Atu, when you have Yom Tov on Erev Shabbos, he's going to come to light the candle then. And then he's on Yom Tov, he's going to be a Vatel the beged for being Tomet to being Tar. So the Gemara still, Valoy Me'elea, he tell you, he's not Mevatel it. He lights the fire, it doesn't right away lose the Shem beged until the fire catches on to the beged. So when he starts it, he didn't do a bitul. Then afterwards, it happens on its own. So why is that usher on Yom Tov Shechal Be'er Shabbos? So the Gemara of Yosi Baraboy in Tipoter Shayuba Sholosh al Sholosh Mitzumtzomus. You have here a very small beged, which is exactly 3x3. And once it loses even the smallest amount, it loses the amount to be a beged. The small size of a beged is 3x3 fingers. Once he puts the flame a little bit, it's already losing the size, and he merely right away becomes tar. Says the Gemara of Achor of Sim Rishim of Shimon is zero, Asoh Mazar Tehoiro. If you use it as a bandage, meaning you put a little cream in it to use it as a bandage, Tehoiro, because now it becomes most to be a beged. So the Gemara of Sharia B'Shem and Luke Yemish Asoh Mazar. But we're talking about here that he's using it as a wick and putting it into the oil, and he still said you can't light this wick. Even though it's soaked in oil. Isn't soaking in oil makes it something which is not really to be a beged? And the Gemara stays with the question. In other words, the Gemara says, maybe I, l'chur from our mish, it sounds that making it into a bandage should not be good enough to take it away from being a beged. Rav Zeir of Yaneh of Yirim B'Shem Hashir ben Levi Nirin Devarim Shetei Alocha Ker B'Kivu. L'chur, when we talk about the Mishnah in Kalim, we should have said Alocha Ker B'Kivu. Shu'or Mer Main Shneim. He says the middle shito. Rabbi Avraham Blozda says that both, if it's Muchan, einu muchan. We explain it means you prepared it to be a beggar, did not prepare it, it's still tame. We have Rabbi Yeshua that says, the muchan, the einu muchan is star. Rabbi Akiva that says, if it's muchan, it's tame. If it's not muchan, it's star. Rabbi Akiva is the middle shito. It makes sense to paskin like him. Shahua remains shtem. It's more ve'einu, I look at Rabbi Yeshua, mekuli sholosh al sholosh. We paskin Rabbi Yeshua because we're very makel on sholosh al sholosh. Because sholosh al sholosh is only roi to anim, and chachayim were makel on sholosh al sholosh, not to be so stringent about it, and therefore we make it like the shito of Rabbi Yeshua. Continues down the Gemara. We have here two gersos that Rabbi Chaim brings. The first gersos is the way our Gemara is written. Referring to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that when you fold the beged, it becomes tar, and you can use it for to be madlikin in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, even if it's tame, meaning he didn't fold it, you still can use it on Shabbos. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that there's no problem to take something which is tameh and light it, is not considered to be that you're taking it out of tumas on Shabbos. It's not considered to be mitar in Shabbos, as the Gemara said before, mitar in Yom Tov, which is chal in Erev Shabbos. And how do we know that? Begin Rav, because of Rav, the Rav Omer Mesiki Bekelim, Mei Mesiki Meshiva Kelim. Rav says you can use Kelim to burn it on Yom Tov, but not broken Kelim because it's Muktzeh. Kelim, even Kelim that are tameh. And if Rabbi Akiva holds, you now like use something tameh to light on Shabbos, so Rav holds like, ooh. So you see, Rabbi Akiva holds, the Svar Rabbi Elazar, not to take something just tameh, make it into Torah, that it's a problem, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. Another gift Rabbi Chaim has is the opposite. Meaning, referring to Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Elazar says, don't use a beged, which is tameh, because you're making it tar. What happens if the beged is tar? Rabbi Elazar also says you can't use it. Why? Begin Rav. The Rav or Masiki Bekalim and Masiki Meshiva Kalim. Rav says the only thing you can use to light is only an actual kli, but a broken kli you cannot use. And here we explain that we're talking about a case that the kli is exactly 3x3. So once he lights it, it right away loses the shame kli, it becomes a Shiva Kalim. And Rav says the Shiva Kalim you can use on Yom Tov. So according to this gear, so the Gemara says, Ablaz says don't use Tomei because you take it for Tomei Tatar. So well, even if it's tar, you can't use it because you're creating your Shiva Kli. Now I use a Shiva Kli that happened in Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, brings up Chaim with the Gemara in the Bavli, tells us, Rabbi Akiva holds the minute you folded it, it became a Shiva Kli. It became a Shiva Kli before Yom Tov, so you can use it on Yom Tov. Only when it breaks on Yom Tov, you can use it. So maybe that's the Pshat of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Blaza says, when you have a beggar that you folded, it's still a beggar. Like we saw in Meseches Kelim. And therefore you can light it on Shabbos, if it's Tomei or Torah. If it's Tomei, because you're making it from Tomei to Torah. If it's Torah, because you're making it into a Shiva Kelim. Rabbi Akiva says, when you fold it, it loses the Shein Kli. And therefore you can use it, because you have here not a problem with Shiva Kelim, which is Muktzeh, because it happened before Yom Tov, and not a problem of taking something from Tomei to Torah, because it's already Torah. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph.